Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We have so much to talk about that I don't want to delay bringing in our in-studio guest, that being Anne-Marie Panarangan. You know her as the voice of OC's food journalist. She also contributes to Eater LA and Travel Costa Mesa, their blog. We like to have Anne-Marie in every couple of months just to get updated on what's going on in the Orange County dining scene. But Anne-Marie also branches out into other areas of food, which will be one of our subject of conversations this morning. Anne-Marie, welcome back.
Hey, Andy. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Anne-Marie, you have discovered, and I chuckle a little bit about this, because younger folk, and I kind of put you in that category, I will admit to being in my 60s, have recently discovered in the last couple of years the joy of cruising. And you just came back a few weeks ago from a cruise of the Mediterranean, hitting some wonderful ports of call on Royal Caribbean's newest and largest ship, that being Wonder of the Seas. And again, to give our listeners a size or a feeling for the size of this vessel, it can accommodate with two passengers in each stateroom, which is the way they like to put the statistics together, 6,988 guests with a crew of 2,300. Henry, the first question I want to ask you is I gather the ship was pretty full. Do you feel that you are with that many people? Because that's a small city.
It was to capacity. Like, we had tried to change rooms and we couldn't because there were no more options. It didn't seem that crowded. When we were going to get lunch or dinner, when you're trying to go between your room and the different floors and the elevators, I mean, I took the stairs almost the entire time, but going back and forth to meals, you could feel it because everyone's hungry. But otherwise, there were a lot of times where it felt pretty quiet. I would say there's one level, it's like the promenade level, where all the action happens. You have a lot more food options readily available, the shopping, the bars. That you could tell it was a full ship. But on other levels, not nearly as much, unless it was time to eat.
Again, you felt you had your space when you needed it, and you know you're conscious that there are a lot of other passengers that are on the vessel. But you know, you didn't feel you were waiting in a queue at Disneyland, for instance.
No, I don't feel like the size of Wonder of the Seas took away at all from the special how special my experience was. I mean, I will say though, I mean, I like to roam around, so I would be walking through the part of the ship called Central Park, walking around the track, dining at the Solarium. There were a lot of different places to go, and I think a lot of people figured that out and would go to their favorite places more often.
Just briefly, if you can give our listeners an idea of the design of the ship, because these new ships are very upscale with a lot of amenities, with a lot of original art. I mean, it's impressive.
One of my favorite things was, because I took the stairs almost exclusively, was that on every floor, regardless of which staircase you were taking, there would be very new and innovative, modern, contemporary, however you want to word it, artwork that was very visually stunning. I wish I could find more information on it, but I don't think I was able to. But I think the artwork was really lovely. And amenities that Andy was talking about, that there was a zip line on board, miniature golf. I mean, it kind of goes on and on. And so many food outlets, you kind of take it for granted because this is my third cruise, as Andy said. I didn't understand the concept of it until about 2019. And so we try to do one a year. I don't know about next year. It might be time to go back to London. But yes, I I looked for what I would like, and I stuck to that. And during meals, yes, it was the most crowded.
And just one footnote to our listeners, because Anne Marie is a food and travel journalist. That kind of is in her bailiwick. She and her husband were on this cruise unannounced. In other words, they booked this as just regular passengers. They did not get in touch with Royal Caribbean PR to get any extras. So this is why I wanted to have this chat with Anne Marie, because it's very honest feedback from a food journalist who is used to evaluating things. And this is the best way. So I kind of give that as a footnote. Now, Anne Marie, before we talk about this amazing off-ship experience you had in Barcelona, let's talk about one libation experience that you had aboard Wonder of the Seas, because they have a really fancy upscale bar that I think you had a chance to check out. Share that with us, if you will.
So there are many, many bars on Wonder of the Seas, as all their ships. But there are few, as far as I could tell, there's only maybe two bars where it has specialty dining, but if you don't have a dining reservation, you could just hang out at the bar, and only the bar, no food. And so there was one restaurant I liked, but I really more so liked the fact that you could just hang out at the bar, and it was called Wonderland, kind of an Alice in Wonderland themed place where everything's very whimsical. And our final night on Wonder, I wanted to go to Wonderland, how convenient, met with my aunt and my uncle at the bar. And I really like they carry the theme out throughout the entire restaurant, so you don't really feel left out. I mean, it is a different part of the restaurant, but it's, you know, separate entrance, and it's just very cozy and well-themed. I did have a cocktail called Smoke Rings because I like my whiskey, and it had vermouth and maple and bitters and, you know, very pretty presentation. So it was a nice way to end the cruise,
I would say. And just to let our listeners know, both on Facebook and Instagram, we have pictures posted of this particular cocktail Anne Marie is talking about, as well as what the interior of the Wonderland bar looks like. All of these images courtesy of Anne Marie, which we appreciate. Even when she's on vacation, she does double duty. Now, Anne Marie, you had a chance to get off the ship in Barcelona and visit a very special place that has an international reputation. Please tell us about that, because I'm envious.
So normally when we're traveling internationally, which I don't say very often, I'm advised, if I'm catching a cruise, to arrive in the same city at least 2 days prior, because you never know these days with travel and canceling. You know what I'm talking about. So,
and you don't want to miss the ship.
Pretty much. So we happened to arrive in Barcelona 3 days early. And because we were able to do that, we not only did a 3-star Michelin, but to pick one experience, they had just announced a few weeks prior from the 50 best group that does, you know, restaurants and bars. The number one bar in the world is in Barcelona, and it happened to be about a half mile walk from our hotel, which was just epic. It's called Paradiso, and for me to just go into ingredients and things would take forever. But I will say this is very well, you know, speakeasy themed. You're basically walking in through a refrigerator door in a so-called deli, although they serve some excellent smoked pastrami there. You know, it's no reservations. You stand outside, be very patient. I think we were there an hour and a half early. We were like second in line. But what I enjoyed, I really like that, you know, I'm sure they're slammed with people these days, especially with the accolades they have. But the bartenders there, very, you know, very much into their work, very proud of what they do, you know, very descriptive. I mean, I sat at the bar and, you know, yes, the cocktails take a long time to make, I admit that. But at the same time, the presentation, the way things are described, the balance and flavors, just the aesthetics of it, they're so gorgeous. I did a whole Instagram reel of it that may or may not have been posted, but it was definitely worth going to.
Anne Marie, as I say, you definitely make the most of your little travel excursions. Before we go out to break and pick up the conversation on the other side and talk about a brand new restaurant that opened yesterday that you got to preview the night before, Chef Henry is a favorite of yours and also known to listeners of the SoCal Restaurant Show. He has a restaurant very nearby us here at Angel Stadium, but I understand there's some Chef Henry news. Can you share that with us?
Yes. On Voice of OC, our team did a holiday preview, and for my food contribution, I talked about how this weekend and every weekend in December, Chef Henry Panetta is doing pop-ups for the Kamayon meals that he does. It's where you basically eat with your hands. I did that for my birthday one year with my coworkers.
Really, really fun.
You got to be okay with, literally eating with your hands. And it's every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, reservations only, Kamayon style only. And so it's through the month of December. In January, he's actually going to change that up, and the space will also turn into his next concept called Pasitas, which is named after his grandmother.
And where he's doing this pop-up right now, what is that location?
The location is where his very, very busy brunch spot is called Lola's, which is very close to the stadium, actually, Andy.
Absolutely. And nice big parking lot, which is a little tip. Mm-hmm. Anne-Marie, we're going to hold it right there. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation with Bloom in San Juan Capistrano. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.